Welcome to a Be Brave, Be Kind, Be Present 20-minute body scan. So please follow along with the instructions as best as you can. It's important that you take care of yourself during this scan, doing your best to stay awake, alert, and present to what is here in each moment. The intention of our scan is to be fully awake to the physical sensations in your body, whatever they may be in each moment. There are no particular sensations you're supposed to feel or not feel, but rather it is your noticing what is present in each moment that is important. So taking the next 20 minutes to dwell completely in your body, to bring a compassionate and curious mind to the sensations as we pass through your body in its entirety. If you'd like to be lying down, perhaps keep your hands to the side with your palms facing up and your feet falling gently apart. You may also choose to do this scan while sitting in a chair, remembering to have your back away from the back of the chair, your legs at a 90-degree angle, and your feet resting comfortably on the floor. If need be, you might want to put a pillow under your feet. While the purpose of this scan is to be fully awake and present, we do want to feel at ease. You may want to put a blanket over top of you. Do what you feel best is for you in this moment. So now, widening the scope of our scan to begin, we're just going to look at the entire body, noticing any sensations that may arise as we explore the entire body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, noticing any need for shifting, any sensations that might be there, anticipation for what is to come, any thoughts, a desire for the scan to be a certain way, and just letting go, knowing that whatever is about to happen will happen as it does. And that what we are doing is noticing the present moment, allowing things to be exactly as you find them, and remembering that there's no right way to feel. Whatever you're feeling right now is what you're feeling. Just accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel as it is. So bringing our attention to our breath, noticing the experience of the inhale as you go in through your nose and the breath travels down into your belly. Perhaps noticing the rise of your belly with the inhale and the fall with the exhale. And once again, following the breath as it leaves the body from the belly to the lungs, to the throat, to the nose. Just bringing a compassionate and curious mind as we feel the breath going in through the nose and passing all the way down to the belly, and returning back up and out again. And now narrowing our focus, bringing all of your attention down your body to your left big toe. Paying particular attention to the nail, to the sensation of fabric perhaps, a sense of coolness or warmth, perhaps itchiness Or maybe there's no sensation at all. Just noticing what is there for you in this moment. Moving your attention to the next toe and the next, to the baby toe. Moving to the back of the foot, to the ball, the arch, and the heel. Noticing the weight of the heel on the ground. Any sensations of hardness, of softness, coolness, or heat. And letting go. As we move our attention to the ankle, to the shin, the calf, the knee, becoming curious about the bones in the knee and the way everything fits together into the kneecap, the tendons, and moving to the upper thigh, to the quadricep. And seeing how the quadricep fits into the knee. Noticing the attachments of tendons, the long muscle, and moving around to the back of the leg, to the hamstring. Moving up to the left hip. Bringing a sense of curiosity on how the femur fits into the hip socket. Moving across the width of your body to the right hip. And bringing our attention all the way down to the right big toe. Exploring the toenail. The bottom of the right toe. Perhaps noticing a sensation of moistness or dryness. Whatever is there, just bringing it to your attention and letting go as we move to the next toe and the next, all the way until we reach the baby toe. Wrapping your attention to the bottom of the foot and bringing to your mind's eye, the crease between your toes and the ball of the foot, that space that allows our toes to wiggle and move. Moving to the arch and the heel, and once again exploring the weight of your heel along the ground. Moving to the top of the foot and to your ankle, both the inside and the outside. And moving up to the shin, the long bone that connects the ankle to the kneecap. And bringing a special focus into the skin that wraps around the shin into the back of the calf. Noticing any sensations of hair, of fabric, of coolness, of heat. Letting go and moving into the knee. To the kneecap. The back of the knee. Now, if you notice your mind beginning to wander, or there's a sense of wanting to move or shift, just see if you can bring your attention back to the right thigh. And know that that moment of shifting is a moment of mindfulness. That when our mind starts to wander and thoughts start to come, the moment we notice that we've gone somewhere and that we bring our mind and our focus back to the instructions, we've done a moment of mindfulness. So bringing our attention back to the right thigh, we explore the quadricep, the length of the quad as it moves from the knee to the hip. Perhaps noticing a sensation of pulsing in the artery. Or the weight of your hamstring on the ground. Just noticing what is there. And then letting go. As we move to the right hip joint. That space for our femur connects to our pelvis. Now, some of the sensations you may experience may be pleasant or unpleasant, and some may be intense, or maybe there's nothing at all. As best as you can, just stay with the sensation moment to moment, noting the actual sensations themselves. Bringing your awareness to the entire pelvic basin. Moving to the pubic mound. To the vulva. To our reproductive organs. Our uterus. The cervix. Moving to the perineum. To the anus. The space we hold a lot of tension, and seeing within the next in-breath, we can relax to soften the space. Then moving to the buttocks, the left side, the right. And bringing our attention to our lower back. And moving all the way up the spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, all the way to the shoulder blades. And noticing the weight of your shoulder blades on the ground. If you notice there's some tension, just taking that next breath to soften, to sink into the ground. To let the ground support you. And wrapping our awareness around to the front of the belly. And noticing how with each in-breath, with each out-breath, the belly expands and deflates. It rises and falls. And moving our attention up the belly to the ribs, to the chest, to the heart, bringing particular attention to the beat of the heart. And noticing how the beat might be in rhythm with the breath. Or perhaps they're not in sync at all. Just noticing what is. We're focusing in on the lungs. Noticing with each breath how they expand. And then fold in. Moving up to the collarbone and over to the left shoulder. Moving down to the hand, to the left thumb. Bringing special awareness to each of the fingertips. Noticing any sensation of tingling, of a desire to move or shift, and letting go. Moving to the back of the hand, noticing how it's resting on the ground. Perhaps there's a sensation of coolness, of hardness. Perhaps there's a sensation of soft or warmth. Just noticing what is there in this moment. Bringing awareness to the palm of your hand, to your wrist, the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, and to the shoulder. And moving across the body to the right shoulder and focusing in all the way down to the right thumb. Bringing awareness again to the fingers, to the creases that allow our fingers to close and open. To the back of the hand and to the palm, the wrist, the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm, and to the shoulder. Now bringing our awareness to the neck, focusing in on the length of the neck, moving to the jaw, and noticing any bracing or tension and seeing if we can soften to just relax the muscles of the jaw, noting where the tongue is and the lips. Cheeks and ears. Noticing any sounds that may be around you. And if your mind starts to wander and thoughts start to come about, just labeling them as thoughts or saying the word thinking. And coming back to the ears. Moving our attention to the nose. Noticing any smells. Noticing the texture of the breath, the coolness as it comes into the nostril. Noticing if there's a difference between the left or the right nostril with the breath. And now to the eyes. See if you can take a moment to soften the muscles around the eyes and the forehead. And now to the hair. To the top of the head. And now moving to the back of the head. And noticing the weight of your head on the ground. The sensation of the mat. And now wanting to widen our lens once again to the entire body. Noticing how with each breath, when the air comes in, there may be small shifts that take place in parts of your body. And that with each exhale, there might be a sensation of letting go. Or perhaps there's nothing there, but just the breath as it comes in and comes out. There's no right way to feel. It is just as it is. In a moment, I'll ring the bell. But in that time, take this space to acknowledge the time you've taken to nourish your body with full and complete attention and presence. To take care of yourself and shift when you had to shift. And test the edge when instead of shifting, you breathed into the space and let go. Acknowledging your ability to care for yourself by attending consciously to the moment-to-moment experience of this body, this mind, this heart in this way. And resting in this gentle awareness that is present for you through the body. Lying here in gentle awareness of the entire body, from the bottom of the foot to the top of the head, just as you are.